welcome back to another episode of Chopping Up the Brick with your host, Tony Hustle.
So before I get to today's guest, I just want to mention that those posts that you see on the Facebook page, they say asterisk, active contest, something about swag giveaway. I'm not quite sure exactly how I worded it, but you'll see what I'm talking about. Once the post that has the episode on it reaches 25 shares and 25 likes, I'm going to take a list of names of people who've been sharing and liking it, and I'm going to put them all into a hat, and I'll draw one name out of those 25 or 50 names, depending on how that plays out. That person that I draw will receive the swag that goes with the episode. For example, I did an episode with Antfo and one with Double R. Both of them, I have the same gift for it. Well, it's two different shirts, but the same sort of gift is going out. Is I have a signed FCP t-shirt that each of them have signed. Yeah, the person who I draw out of those names will receive that shirt. Free contest, and it doesn't really hurt.
And just for hitting that like button and hitting that share button, I'm prepared to hook you guys up with some dope shit.
So far, this has all been coming out of pocket, and I mean, like, the software and logos, anything that hasn't been donated from a homie, I've actually had to pay for it. I am in talks with getting sponsorship from a couple of different places, but at no point in time am I going to be owned by a company. It was said that I have a bias towards a certain group because of the relationship I have with them, and at no point in time is that going to be the case. When a member of that group decided to have diss tracks released against another individual and that individual was making diss tracks back, I posted both those sets of diss tracks. I mean, the one guy's a close personal friend of mine. We go back to when I was like 18, 19. I don't even fucking know the other dude. I just promoted it as when two individuals share the same name in hip-hop, whether it's graffiti or it's rap, they battle it out, whether that's on a wall or over the mic, and that's what they did. They just battled over a name. Yeah, I promoted that equally, so yeah, don't let any rumors about favoritism get in there. This is bigger than that. It's about supporting everyone who's contributing to the culture out here in the West Coast of Canada. There may be some sponsorship, and that'll help cover some of the costs. It'll also promote products that I stand behind, but at no point in time am I going to be only interviewing certain people from certain groups because Chopping Up the Brick is owned by a certain group, so that rumor can just stop right there. Yeah. That's about it.
Now, I know my next guest is kind of antsy to get started, so let's get right to it. Let's start by getting you to introduce yourself to the listeners, homie.
Yo, what's good? It's A1 repping that Vic City to Van City connection. I'm here in beautiful Victoria, BC, chopping up the brick with my G-Tone Hustle. What's good?
So I linked up with you on the island through Namila, and I have a brick lined up to be chopped with him, so I'm not going to say too much about the homie, but... where are you from?
I was born and raised here in Victoria. I grew up during the Jackson 5 era, so it's safe to say I wanted to be like Michael Jackson.
Kind of starts to get into my next question. Sorry, I just got to cut you off there real quick. What was your musical influences like growing up as a kid? Like for me, I'd have to say West Side Connection. Actually, Wu-Tang Clan 36 Chambers was my first rap CD. And I mean, from there, it was a lot of West Coast gangster rap. I didn't really get into the Bay Area until I was older, but say Tupac and Dre, Ice Cube. I was a big fan of that hardcore gangster rap. Nowadays, I listen to pretty much anything that isn't so auto-tuned out that I can't understand what they're saying. Anyone who's not trying to promote a life that they just don't live and I can't get behind. If I can even recognize some real genuine character behind the music that people are putting out.
It doesn't have to be all hardcore gangster shit for me. I mean, you can rap about algebra. If that's who you are, and that's the life you live, and you just go hard in the lyrics and have a sick beat to it, fuck yeah, I'll respect it, I'll bump that shit, but I just can't listen to someone telling me they're something when everybody knows they're not fucking close. And it's all for album sales. They'll just say whatever you think you want them to say, and hopefully they go platinum with it. I'm not supporting that garbage. I do like to focus mostly on the west coast of Canada when I'm promoting the show, but my personal playlist, I mean, I just added everything Mugshot's ever done because I've done an interview with him, and I'm really feeling Mugshot. Before that, let's see, my top. Here, we'll just let my playlist speak for itself. My top played artists here are, so I got Namila, I got A1, I got Prada West, I got Snack the Ripper, King Lil G, mugshot, looking at just people from the west coast of Canada. But I mean, you saw King Lil G on there. Obviously, I don't just fuck with people out here. For the most part, I'm definitely feeling the stuff we're putting out. Yeah, but what about yours? What's your musical influences growing up looking like? And say, like, your top 10 favorite right now?
Me and my sister spent a lot of time around our older cousins when we were younger, so I got introduced to music at an early age. Probably not the type of music.
Yes, I definitely bumped the Biggie hard. Yeah, I remember there was a time when I used to just rock the DMX. It's dark and hell is hot. I'd walk down the street just fucking blaring the lyrics to it. And then as you get older, you start to understand some of those words. Just, they have some negative connotations. And I personally love the music. I just don't walk around using certain words. I just think that, yeah, it's not a good look walking around dropping N-bombs to your favorite gangster rap music.
But for me, like, it wasn't about how people saw me. It was about getting educated on why the word was invented and what it was invented for. Yeah, I don't just go around just blaring out the lyrics to music anymore, but definitely will nod along and spit my favorite line to it. It's just, unfortunately, now that I've been educated on what that word is all about, I don't just go crazy spitting lyrics anymore like I used to in my favorite rap songs.
I've always been into music, so I used to perform all my...
Yeah, definitely. That's exactly what I mean. Oh yeah, I would just start wilding out and spitting along. I get that. That's exactly what I mean.
As soon as I hit 19, I was up in clubs. We used to have ciphers outside all throughout the night. You know, go out for a smoke break. Spit up with the 2 a.m. hit, we're outside spitting ciphers. You know,
yeah, see, for me, I was more into the... 3D art side of the culture, but I did
come up bombing on rooftops with cats who were big into the culture, and we'd get together and just be faded or whatever and just start kicking rhymes, and yeah, I jumped into a cypher, but
for me it wasn't about making music and getting famous off of it. It was just kind of like a self-expression, like you're saying, the cyphers, right? And it would always turn into a battle, and like, if I could respect the dude and I knew he wasn't gonna act like a fucking lunatic, I said something about his mama, then yeah, I'd battle people, and I got big into battling for a bit. But there's two types of people, you know, you can talk about it or you can be about it, and that's not to knock anyone making music. I mean, Puffy said this to Big, he was like, look, you're either making music and you're gonna push units, or you're gonna be out there in the street slaying the crack. You just have to make a decision, because those two lifestyles don't go hand in hand. I mean, you end up being a artist with stuff to lose and you throw it all away for an 8-ball, or you end up being a fucking drug kingpin and you end up throwing it all away because you make a fucking mixtape, which is basically a confession of what you're doing in the streets. People are trying to glorify it and that's what they want to see in the media, but in reality that's not the way things work out here. But yeah, the ciphers is definitely what drew me in. I really liked it when you can get 4 or 5 people around and you're all just spitting and just kind of adding off of each other and feeding off each other, and you know, some of the dopest lyrics came out of that. And we weren't part of that whole Facebook YouTube generation where everything was recorded, so a lot of this shit was just shit spit it fucking, like you said, 4 or 5 a.m. gone. But you know, when I look back on it, some of the dopest moments, it's freestyling with the homies.
Yeah, one memory of my boy Mills, you know, shout out to Mr. Mills, Victoria legend, you know.
Definitely, that's crazy. Yeah, shout out to Mr. Mills. Probably some of my first memories of the whole freestyle cyphers would have been with his brother, Jamal and Corey. We used to hang out a lot. Yeah, shout out to those two.
Yeah, he was always there spitting them verses with me. But I guess I really started taking music seriously when I was 25. Moved away from Victoria to Vancouver, and then here we are 9 years later.
9 years, eh? That's exactly when I moved to Surrey. That's a trip. So when was your first music video? Because I see that you're big into the tracks, like individual tracks, and your videos seem to be what you're trying to put most of your attention into. So what was the first one you did?
My first video was in 2012. My boy Spectacular, Free Spectacular.
Oh shit, yeah, shout out to Spic. I remember him when he used to rip those fucking freestyle battles at Topaz Park. Yeah, he was all heart. Like, he would just go, and didn't matter who showed up, he would just be spitting bars against you like he came for war.
Yeah, put a lot of work with him when I first started recording and stuff, so he really helped me get the ball rolling, so salute him. released about 6 or 7 videos since then.
And since 2012, it feels like, when I'm looking at your catalog here, it feels like a lot of the music that you've been trying to put out there is like banger tracks that you've gone and taken the time to put out dope videos to. You don't see a lot of these just random recording from a cell phone type videos behind your music. It seems like you're taking a lot of time to put some professional quality visuals in behind these tracks, and I can respect that. What's your most recent video for the people to check out?
My most recent feature, Van City Vet, Heatwave. Shout out to him for reaching out. He caught a show, was feeling the vibe. Contacted me and said he wanted to work. So next thing you know, send me a beat. Vic City to Van City, dropped that. I shot and edited the video. So that was a good experience for me. A lot more of that on the way.
Actually, one of the things that caught my eye when I was looking up information about you for this interview was your mention on thisis50.com.
Been working with him a lot throughout the last 4 years, a few videos together. We just recently had a world premiere.
Yeah, that was the one on thisis50.com. Yeah, it's definitely a fire track. I'll put links to it.
Yeah, with my G, Tyler Sky. Shouts out my brother Tyler Sky in Vancouver. So that's a good look right there for sure. People can track there or on soundcloud.com/AYE1ME. Never Looking Down. It was a rare collaboration beat produced by Bugatti Beats and Jay Hirsch. So salute them boys. We do a lot of work together here and there whenever we get the chance.
What you got cooking up for the people? Future projects, stuff that we should keep an eye out for?
I'm always working on new music, writing new stuff daily. I've been working a lot lately with Namilla.
You and me both, homie. Shout out to Namilla. Definitely working a lot with him. I don't want to get it twisted here. I'm not like managing him or anything like that. I don't do that. He wanted some help. We went from creating accounts for him, putting all his music in one place, which is a lot of tracks, to getting him linked up with people to make videos. Shit. Getting him registered on SoCan. I mean, the next step's to get his music out there through Spotify and shit. But I am going to chop up a brick with him. So we'll save some of the more interesting details about him for that, but shout out to Namilla. Definitely, we've both been putting in some work with the homie.
Now, originally I did do all that for him because he's the homie, and when the homie asks for help, that's what you do, you just help him. But it was something positive, so for me it was a no-brainer. After going through that experience, if anybody's out there and they want to get female to sing for them, or you need to get someone to produce a video or do graphics, or looking to buy beats, feel free, send me a message through the page. Don't add my personal Facebook account, but message me through the page, and when I get a minute, if you need something and I can help, put some in your way. I mean, it's all about promoting the culture up here. It's also about cross-networking the ice. Like, there's no reason why this can't be a useful tool for artists as well as hip-hop heads, you know? If you need some help, yeah, just shoot me a message over the page, and if I can help, I will. By help, I mean I can let you post something on the page where people can view it, and we can limit that view to certain people who you think might be good for your project. Or I could just send it to someone's personal account. I won't be giving out rappers' personal accounts or their management's personal accounts. I will pass things on to them, and if they're interested, they'll contact you. The reason I don't have people adding my personal Facebook is just I'm not the one to have a stupid conversation with. You can just act right, be respectful. I'll see what I can do about getting your shit into the right hands and helping you build a project. It's all about contributing to the culture. I'm just happy to be a part of it. So right now I'm kind of sidetracking though. Let's get back to that though. Shout out to Namilla.
Shout out to him and the whole fam, Game Pro.
For those that don't know, that's his little brother. I will be chopping up a break with him, so I'm not going to get too into detail about it.
We hung out a lot as kids. Our parents knew each other. But most recently, we connected when I came back to Victoria last year. So we've been working ever since. Our homie, Jeff Jones, is like an undercover producer. So we got a lot done at his home studio. We've got a few videos. We still got a lot of work on the way still, so. Plus, he now is part of the team. That's straight up Dark Angel Management.
So I'm sharing some of my experiences, and it's not for me to promote myself. It's just kind of inspire you to, like, just go with it. But give me one of your favorite memories contributing to the culture, being a part of the culture. What's your favorite memory?
One memory from my hip-hop history that I will always remember is going to Souls of Mischief back in 95. I think it was at the Bowling Club or whatever that's called there, right next to the remember the day.
Definitely. Shout out to Prevail and Mocha Only. Doing big things for the scene out here on the west coast of Canada.
You know, music is powerful. I want to use the power of my music to influence people, to motivate people, to inspire people. Because that's what music does for me.
Respect, homie. And it feels like you got a real positive vibe going. So if you're using that power to influence people and you keep it positive, keep an eye out for A1. This cat's gonna go places. So we're at the end of the show here, and this is where I basically just let you run with it and do some shout-outs, and then, I'll do a little bit of commenting at the end, and we're done.
Big up the Vic City homies, Zest, DJ Anger, Mr. Mills, Eddie Vocals, Knox, Namilla, Just Jones, Corrosive, Shane Black, Sherm, my girl Rosie. Look out for lots of new music from A1 in 2017. That wave music. Big things coming from the whole Dark Angel management team. You know? Shout out to Dream Management. The movement's on the way, man. Big up my mom for birthing a legend. You know? Shouts out to some of the Van City fams. MC Covey. My dude SMX. The big homie Scary B. My guy Streets. Boy KV, and of course the family, the one-man management team, my brother Dark Angel. Sky's the limit, man. We out here, so bless up, man. Know what it is. Been one since day one. Shout out to homie Dewey Apparel. You know, a lot of things on the way, man. Shout out Tony Mason. Yo, big up. What else? Rest in paradise to my family, Beckery. Never forget you, man. Brother Brooke, Free Rudy, man, aka my brother Ahmed. Hope to see you soon, bro. My man Sammy, Timba, salute you all, man. Yeah, man, we here, 2017, Dark Angel Management, Dream Management. We got a lot of announcements on the way, some big things coming, so look out for us. You can catch me on SoundCloud, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Everything A1, that's A-Y-E-1-N-E.
So I do have a brick scheduled for not far down the road with Dark Angel Management's Adrian Harding. Also, all the links he just mentioned and any links to any of the tracks we're talking about or the artists that are featured in these songs or anything really being mentioned right now, promoted right now, is going to be found in the credit. Always remember to like and share the videos. That's pretty much it for this episode. Am I missing anything that you
want to
add to this?
Yeah, salute you, man, Mr. Tony Hustle, for bringing out the culture here in Victoria. So good luck, man, seeing the music side of people's lives from all different angles. That's what's up, man. So much respect to you, bro.
Oh shit, respect, homie. I just do it for the love of the culture and for supporting the homies doing the positive things. It does feel good to get some recognition for what I'm doing out here, so thank you. And to the listeners, that's it for this episode. Just remember, always keep it 100.